once more, welcome to our 5-Minute Wisdom Podcast. I am your favorite and regular host, Walter Sindaka. Today I'd like to share with us on what I title Passion, P-A-S-S-I-O-N, Passion. Passion is the fuel that ignites your energy. It is the fuel that ignites your energy. Unfortunately, many people do not think so. They think otherwise, that energy is the fuel that ignites passion. But I stand to present to you today that if you do not have the right passions in life, if you do harness energy, if only you do harness energy, the energy will be misdirected. Because energy is only rightly directed when it is directed in this tangent of passion. Your energy can only be ignited by your passion. When passion dies, energy dies. Every time we become passionate, we receive a refreshing from within to become creative. Every time we become passionate about a cause, or about a vision, or about a purpose, about a mission, about an adventure, about someone in our lives, about a work to undertake, or about a survey to do, we ignite energy to harness these things to come to pass. As a matter of fact, every time you lack the opportunity to be passionate for something in life, you are turned a weakling. You become weak. You are weak without a passion. You are weak without a passion. You are not just weak because you lack energy. You are weak because you lack a passion. And I challenge you today to become passionate. It doesn't matter when your passion died. It doesn't matter when your dreams died. You can dream yet another dream. God is interested in your success. As a matter of fact, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 9, he says that ears have not heard, eyes have not seen, neither has entered the heart of men those things that God have in store for you. And of course, I like you to understand that every time you failed, it was an opportunity for you to discover a new way of not failing again. So don't give excuses to your passion, to lack of passion. Every time you give excuses, you disqualified yourself from success. Excuses are only easy, but failure is very expensive. An easy excuse is sponsor expensive failure. I pray that this has been a blessing to you. And in the name of Jesus, I pray for you, dear listener, that from today you begin to have a fresh passion, a fresh boost of energy to start over again. Every time an eagle is getting weak, it retreats to the mountains and returns with new claws and new beaks. I pray for you in the name of Jesus that anything that is getting weak in you, may God give you the powerful treating, and may you receive fresh energy and a fresh start in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you will mount up with wings as eagles, and you will go beyond the limits that are set on you by man. In Jesus' mighty name, God bless you, and stay blessed always.